Hi everyone, welcome to Positron Quantum of Positive Vibes. I'm your host, Vithi. What is it that motivates you to learn a new language? Is it the vocabulary, the language barrier, better career prospects, the scope of the language, or the personal interest? Reasons may be many, but one thing which beats all the motives is it makes you feel welcomed and part of the group. Being grateful for getting a chance to visit a new country that is beautiful, not in terms of its natural wonders only, but the way it brings liveliness to all its tourist destinations. And thanks to the gracious staff of the place where we put up, they were patient and familiarized us with the native language, commonly used words and phrases. What I cherish about grasping new expressions in language is how it makes you feel connected and welcomed. Though you doubt if you mispronounce the words, not to sound offensive to anyone, still it makes you feel good. At least you tried to become part of a diverse culture, and that is what makes the whole difference. Moreover, when you feel welcome, you want to show up more, and if given a chance again, who won't like to re-experience such moments? I learned two words and I'm sharing here. The way of showing gratitude in Swahili is expressed through the word asante, means thank you. Swahili is the language widely used in East African countries. If you are expressing a deeper sense of gratitude, then you say asante sana. That is a polite way of saying thank you very much. And you can respond to someone saying asante by using the word karibu, which means you are welcome. If you talk to a man in a language he understands, that goes to his head. If you talk to him in his language, that goes to his heart. By Nelson Mandela. Asante sana for listening to Positron Quantum of Positive Vibes. Keep listening. Cheers and namaste.